Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much. For staying with me, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. I hope you use it to your advantage. Lots of good stuff there. My blog, my knowledge base, the archives, the articles, the brain trust, my newsletter, all the things that we do here, right there for you for free. So check it out. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's a longtime member of our brain trust. He's CEO of Mitchell, Richards & Marsh, which is an outstanding haberdashery in the New York area. New York, Connecticut area, tri-state area. He's also the author of a couple of outstanding books, world-class books. Hug Your Customers is the first one, and the second one is Hug Your People. He's a real hugger, folks. As I've been a beneficiary, the recipient of one of Jack's world-class hugs, and he's our good friend Jack. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy New Year to you and all of your guests.
Happy New Year to you, Jack. We're glad you're here. Jack, talk to us about...
You're the world-class hugger. You know that. you know. You are the Hall of Fame hugger.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, you got to... There's not enough love in this world, is there, Jack?
We have to have that despite these turbulent times, for sure.
That's exactly right. So Jack, reconcile the hugging attitude with this recession we've got right now. Where does everything stand now?
Well, I think it's we definitely have to continue to hug. Obviously, for quick definition, a hug can be a bear hug, as you well know, Jim. But it is a culture. It's an attitude. It's any tiny, you know, act or deed that says, "Wow, these folks at Mitchell's or Richards or Marsh's or tuning into your show, they care about me as a real person. They're really genuine. They're really sincere. They really want to be helpful to me." And then, by the way, we happen to sell men's and women's clothing. That's what it's all about. So it's connection.
It's connection, isn't it, Jack?
It's a human, personal connection.
Yeah.
And you have to do it with personalization and passion. That's what we're all about. Now, clearly, we all know that whether you're in the clothing business or in the whatever business you're in, almost all businesses are dramatically affected. Certainly ours has been. So we clearly have to continue to raise the bar and make sure and focus with greater intensity, but balance the intensity with genuineness and fun, like we just said, with each and every customer that comes in. And when you make the call and tell them, "Please come on in, we have some new products for spring," even though there's, you know, 6 inches of snow on the ground here in Connecticut, you know, you're genuine and you really mean it. So we're continuing to utilize this hugging culture. However, with our associates, I mean, clearly since, you know, March of last year, we have begun to really communicate. We call it this new reality, and our two sons who are our co-presidents have faithfully, monthly, shared openly and candidly and obviously honestly where we stand in terms of our sales, where we stand with our gross profit, where we stand with the stores, so that there's no surprises, that we're very transparent, we trust our associates, our people. And so when we had to make some moves that we've never had to do in our 50 years of business, there were no surprises. And everybody... Yeah. You know, like our president was saying yesterday, we all have to sacrifice together. We have to do it as a team and working together in order to get through this tsunami. When it recedes and goes into the sea and there are blue waters again, then everybody knows that during great times, we were great sharers, and during these challenging times, including ourselves, the family, we have to make these common sacrifices.
And don't you need to have that conversation with your customers, too? Don't you need to talk to them about what they're going through? Make sure that they know that you recognize the difficulties that everybody's having and showing them that you want to be part of the solution?
Definitely. But, however, I don't feel we don't really advocate too much discussion about it. I mean, we're so interrelated with Wall Street and all of the executives, and they've gotten such a bad rap, and many deservingly so, but many not, of course. And
right.
They are hardworking,
most of them
Americans.
Right.
And it's in their hands to try to turn this financial, you know, situation around, or many of them. And so, therefore, once we acknowledge that we've been affected and we're not, you know, immune to what's going on, and they're not either, and then you share one quick story, then we get on with what we're doing. You know, how's the family? You know, how about the Steelers and the Super Bowl or whatever? You begin to talk about things that they came in for. They didn't come in to talk about the recession. They've been talking about that all week.
Right. Right.
So, in our story, what we really want them to do is feel comfortable coming in to your home and feeling comfortable and great about it. However, we're not trying to hide anything. We're not trying to hide behind
right.
the fact that we're affected. And clearly, we've had to match prices. I mean, we had Saks Fifth Avenue just go crazy here in New York. I mean, in terms of slashing prices during
wow.
the holiday season, unheard of. And
that's one of your competitors.
You know, and so it's you know, we had to change it. We had to change that our paradigm, and
the main thing I'm hearing from you, Jack, is that you look at the world as it is, not as you wish it were.
Oh, definitely.
You take the steps. You've taken the actions that with your employees, with your customers, with your management of your business, you've taken the action that reality shows you that you need to take.
Definitely, and Jim, I think I've shared with this before, but just again, I outlined in my.
Tell you what, hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Jack. I want you to tell us that story right when we come back after these messages.
Okay.
We got to sell some stuff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's the author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. I promise you, you'll find some comfort and some ideas in both of those books. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for staying with me. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's the author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People. His company is Mitchell Richards and Marshes, and it's an outstanding men's and women's haberdashery there in the Southern Connecticut, Long Island area, and just a great place to go do business. And that's Mitchells.com, is that right, Jack?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mitchells with an S.com, and check out their stores, Mitchells, and then there's a Richards, and then there's a Marshes. And the books are available from your website, also wherever books are sold, right? Jack?
Yes, I mean Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com,
right.
or you can hugyourcustomers.com, and it'll link into whatever you like.
Right, check that out,
and
Jack.
Jim, I was just saying before
you were going to tell a story.
One of the simple stories, and I know I'm sure every guest that you have on says this, but we learned in 1989 to 1991 that cash is king.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad we had that as a mantra. It's the only part of our business culture that we've changed in 50 years. So when this situation, you know, whether we call it recession or depression or whatever it is, we have saved, and it's served us well. Even if folks haven't done that, it's all that matters is the cash. Don't focus on profit. Focus
don't plan for
cash.
Profits. Plan for cash flow.
Cash flow is everything, and if you don't know how to do a cash flow, find somebody in your family or a friend or your accountant or somebody. I know these are small businesses. You can do it, and it's all about. And I would simply suggest if you've delegated to some simple suggestion, if you've delegated signing checks to somebody else, sign your checks if you're the business owner.
Yeah.
I mean, my son Russell for last three months has signed every single check himself. Now
somebody told me that Oprah still signs every check that goes out of her operation.
Right? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Because what you find there, and when the folks that are on the firing line are spending, they realize that there are so many simple ways that you can save money, and you just don't spend it. That's the way to save money. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
My son is nicknamed Dr. No, A-N-O. And then we celebrate the fact that we're able to get freaking fire miles to Europe when we have to go buying. We celebrate the fact that we're able to to you know get a discount on what we've asked for our consideration
right.
from our vendors. Now is the time that because we've been a hugging culture,
yeah.
our vendors, our suppliers are helping us through this time because they know they want us to not only survive, they want us to thrive when we come out of this. This is the time that will, so utilize your friends and don't be bashful asking them for
mm-hmm.
help. Because cash is king. You need this cash. And, I mean, I'm in the heartland of the financial community. People around here are saying it's going to be worse rather than
yeah.
better. Now, we all hope that the president and
yeah.
all of the finance, you know, the financial wizards will come to their senses and will have programs that make sense for this great country. We will. We're the greatest country in the world. We have the freedom to come up with new ideas to make it better, but it's not going to get over, like the president
mm-hmm.
said yesterday, it's not going to be over tomorrow.
Well, you know, Jack, another thing is this thing about loyalty. You know, when I've talked about how small business owners are loyal, if
yeah.
you've been loyal to a vendor, if somebody's been loyal to you, that's that you're building that relationship to be able to ask for some consideration, to be able to negotiate
Absolutely.
Some kind of a special relationship during these times. This is one of the reasons why you stay with people, because everything isn't always riding high all the time.
Right. So I agree. With the vendors, press, you know, point out the loyalty, point out the fact that you've been loyal for how many years you've been. And then as you, getting back to what you say to customers, we're stressing the fact that we're a family, local business.
Mm-hmm.
We're competitive with the greatest stores in the world, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Barney's New York. These are great stores in New York City.
Right.
You know, and Saks Fifth Avenue has a store, you know, three blocks up from us in Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they'll do business, but our customers, they're just not buying as much. But we know by talking with them and by surveying with them that they're not leaving us. They're just not. It's just not the thing to do.
Well, one thing we know, they're not getting the real hugs at Saks Fifth Avenue. That's for sure. We know that, don't we, Jack?
You can say that now, man.
Hey, Jack, thanks for being here. Good job today. And
thank you, Jim.
Folks, you just heard from one of the wise men of the marketplace. Pay attention to what Jack said. I promise
you,
he's been there, done that. Thanks, Jack. Happy New Year, and it's good to have you here. We'll see you next time.
Okay,
hug
great.
Your customers, hug your people, ladies and gentlemen. Two different books by our good buddy Jack Mitchell. You want to make sure you got those books in your library. But read them first, too, by the way. Quick break. Right back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.